Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Penref podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Jack Talent. That's Callum Geggins, and today we're going to be going over the weekly goings-ons of football.
So this week in football has been tasty, to say the least.
It's an interesting week. Some big things have happened.
Yeah.
We'll start off with the Scottish Cup. Big thing happened last night. St Johnstone knocking out Rangers on penalties.
Yep, wasn't a bad game for, like, I wouldn't say it was a bad game for Rangers, but it was a bad game for Rangers.
Well, obviously, because they got knocked out.
They
can't even do the double now. St Johnstone can do a double. Xander Clark, the hero of the night, obviously.
Absolute beast.
Assisted. Was it Chris Kane? Assisted somebody. And then saved two penalties in the shootout. And it was, like, you've seen James Tavernier's distraught face after it, so that's what we like to see.
Yeah.
Otherwise, in the Scottish Cup, Dundee United beat Aberdeen.
Yep.
I believe it was 3-0. We've got Kilmarnock versus St Mirren tonight.
Yep, on tonight.
What was the other semi-final? Yeah. Call quarter-final, sorry. So, did bear with. We've got technical difficulties here.
Yeah. Kilmarnock versus St Mirren on at 7:45 tonight. And games yesterday were Aberdeen, Dundee, Rangers, St Johnstone, and
Hibs beat Motherwell on penalties.
Yeah.
After being 2-0 up, throwing away a 2-0 lead to come back down to 2 each, and then beating them on penalties, so that was good for them.
Yeah, good one for Hibs.
Elsewhere in Scottish football, the other big team in Glasgow, Celtic, they've not played yet this week.
Yep.
Big old form at the weekend.
Other upcoming games on the SPFL. From the Prem. On the 1st of May, on the Saturday, are Dundee, Ross County, Hibs, St Johnstone, Livingston, Aberdeen, Motherwell, Kilmarnock, and St Mirren, Hamilton Academical.
So you'll hear all of our predictions for those games and the games in England later on today.
Later on today, yeah.
And also the games of Europe, because it's a big week in European football as well.
Very big week. Is it quarterfinals? Or is it
semi-finals in the Europa League and in the Champions League?
So it's a big week for football this week.
Speaking of which, Arsenal knocked the races out of the Europa League, so that's what we like to see.
Right. Arsenal doing bits for Europe right now.
Yeah, we like to see that, obviously. Yep. They're not usually very good to, like, 15th or something. No, they're not their 10th, but...
And Rangers and Celtic, the old firm, is also on Sunday the 2nd of May, the day after the 5 fixtures, so...
Be an interesting game, that one.
Stay tuned for our predictions on that one, that'll be a biggie.
Right, okay. A bit of just general talk on football this week. Yep. Was a big, massive win for Burnley at the bottom of the Premier League, beating Wolves 4-0 at the Molyneux.
Yep, good win for them.
Who scored the hat-trick? What's his face? What's his name? God's Is it Chris name. Wood?
I don't know. I
think it might have been Chris Wood, but... Bear with them. Hold on.
Get
4-0. Here we are. Chris Wood was indeed Chris Wood. And then he also assisted Ashley Westwood.
Yep.
The Premier League, a classic game between Leeds and Man United, finished 0-0.
Yep.
Nothing too controversial, just a lot of yellow cards in that game.
Yes.
And Aston Villa drew 2-2 with West Brom. That's a big point for West Brom.
Yes.
Even though they were 2-1 up because he'd the 92nd minute equaliser.
Disappointing to not win it, but they've. Keelan, a good point, which is in their books a very good result.
Which we like to see
against the higher team this season, especially.
Bit of a random one, to be honest with it. The French league. That's why not.
French league.
Marseille beat Stade de Reims. We can't really say much in the French league. We don't know much about it. Payet scored 2 and got an assist.
Yeah, we know Payet. He's a
good player.
Good cracking player, right there.
PSG beat Metz 3-1. The other games, Mbappe scored twice.
Nothing.
Nobody cares about the French league.
Yeah, French league is just, we don't care about that, man.
Carabao Cup final, there's a big game for you.
Yep,
Man City beat Tottenham 1-0.
An amazing match for Man City last night, especially when another trophy. I think that's Pep on now, 30 trophies in his whole
career. Something like that.
So, pretty crazy.
Marshall Delnacchi on Ultimate Team gets upgraded. You'll have to see it.
Course.
Just a massive W, really, to be honest.
Yellow cards from Fernandinho and Laporte. Laporte also bagging the goal for Man City.
It was a quite score. And Mahrez also had one chopped off for offside for him who didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Now, moving on. In terms of English lower leagues,
we'll start with Championship, I suppose.
We will indeed start with the Championship.
English Championship.
Try to get into the swing of things here, obviously, the first episode.
Yeah, don't be expecting any swiftness from us from changing from league to league.
No, it'll be better. We'll get better as it goes on, don't worry.
We'll figure out.
EFL Championship, here we go. Right.
A lot of games.
Current, I know that obviously this wasn't this week, but this is the first episode where we're going to go back a bit. Norwich and Watford are both promoted.
Yep.
Norwich looking very likely to win the league, 5 points ahead of Watford with two games left.
Yep.
And in terms of playoffs, it's pretty much confirmed for the rest of the top six being Brentford, Bournemouth, Swansea and Barnsley. Yep. Seeing as Reading.
Barnsley having a very good season this season.
Reading are 8 points behind Barnsley, yeah, and therefore cannot get into the playoffs.
Shame.
Not really.
Yeah, don't care.
What else are we on about here? We've got League One. English League One. Where is it? There we go. We've got it. I've bought it. EFL.
Fixtures from the match day 44 of the League One. We've got Portsmouth beating Bristol Rovers 1-0, Peterborough beating Charlton 1-0, MK Dons beating Swindon Town 5-0.
No, that's a big one for them.
Big one. Wigan drawing with Burton 1 each. Oxford bet Plymouth 3-1. Sunderland drew 3 each. Crewe Alexandra drew with Rochdale 1 each. Gillingham and Northampton 2 each. Hull City 2-1 Lincoln.
Sunderland by 3 each, I don't know if you said that.
Yep, said that.
Anyway.
Pretty boring, right. League, except for Blackpool.
Blackpool.
Don't mean to be controversial.
Blackpool, they're looking very, very comfortable in a playoff spot.
Yeah,
and they're just in on goal difference. Yeah. Not bottling anything, really. They lost 1-0 to Shrewsbury, yeah, and they lost 1-0 last weekend as well, which isn't really good enough because they were up in fourth.
Really good form this season from Blackpool, especially from where they came from.
Exactly. They've
been in the League One for years.
Finished
as well.
14th last season.
Yeah.
So it's
an amazing ton of events. Could potentially be playing Championship next season, which would be good to see.
We would like to see that.
We would love to see it. Now the League Two.
English League Two, nobody cares about that. But we'll talk about it
anyway. We'll talk about it to any League Two.
Blackpool are playing Sunderland next.
Who?
Playing Sunderland away.
Yeah.
It's a tough game,
yeah. English League Two. Bolton. Bet Morecambe 1-0 on Saturday, the 24th, yeah, 2 days ago. Other big games. Port Vale bet Bradford 2-1. Points for Port Vale there. Cheltenham bet Colchester 1-0. Carlisle and Harrogate Town drew. Grimsby bet Oldham 2-1. Good result for them.
It does.
And a draw for Newport and Exeter, sharing points.
League 2 is not very exciting.
Not the most exciting league, but.
I know we've already spoken about the Carabao Cup. Going back to it, it was brilliant to see fans in the stadium, Callum.
How many fans were there?
I don't know. There was quite a few thousand, 12,000 yeah, maybe.
That's not bad. We're slowly getting up there. We'll get back to normal.
COVID, obviously, fans in Australia and stuff for now.
Yeah, Aussie Football Rose. I know it's nothing to do with football. There was, I think it was like 7,000-8,000 fans to go watching the Aussie Rose football game.
I was watching the A-League because I was bored at the weekend,
yeah,
right?
Do they have fans in?
Yeah, they do. There's 30,000 fans at a game. The lowest quality league I've ever seen in my life. Central Coast Mariners versus Sydney FC.
Yeah.
Fun fact, actually, Usain Bolt trained with the Central Coast Mariners. They got offered a pro contract, but they couldn't agree on wages.
You'll have to see it. A crowd of 78,113 fans packed into Melbourne Cricket Ground for the Aussie Rules match against Collingwood and Essendon on Sunday.
Jeez.
The highest attendance at a sports stadium since COVID-19 started.
That's what we like to see.
It's just amazing.
I'm aware this happened a few weeks ago, but we're going to go back a bit and talk about the European Super League.
Yep.
An absolute disgrace from all the clubs involved. It's just money grabbing. The only clubs that need that money are Real Madrid and Barcelona because they're on a lot of debt. But the Premier League clubs have absolutely no to do that with the audacity to say that they wanted to stay in their domestic league.
Yeah.
Like,
the way I see it is they're sort of, oh, so it's the owners' fault really, because they see it as another investment and they're just blindly saying, oh, 100%. More money for my bloody pockets.
Now PSG, Bayern, Dortmund and Nottingham Forest have massive respect for because they all turned down their offers.
Especially Nottingham Forest.
But clubs as in Arsenal, right, and Tottenham, Celtic and Rangers are way bigger than both of them.
Exactly.
And they didn't get offers. Now, I'm not saying Celtic and Rangers should have accepted, should have accepted the offers. But if you're going to let Arsenal and Tottenham in, you need to be inviting Celtic and Rangers, in my opinion.
I mean, I did see something on the news about the Super League were looking into Celtic and Rangers just because of the sheer history they've got.
I won't say that. I got very...
We do try not to be biased on this podcast, but if we do upset anyone, then...
We're not sorry.
We are sorry.
It got...
For legal reasons.
The European Super League, it got very, very negative feedback.
It was a weird night.
It was awful.
Seeing the news, it was... I don't know how to explain it. We've never really had anything like it.
Yeah. Callum and myself, all of our friends in our group chat were up for ages. Just ranting about how awful it is.
We even changed the group chat name to things that can't be said.
Perez is a bad man.
Yeah, bad. We hate Perez. That's all right.
We hate Perez. And what was it, Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher? Everything they said during it was spot on.
Especially Gary Neville when he was ranting away to Micah Richards and Roy Keane.
Rio Ferdinand as well. He made some good points.
He made some good points, yeah.
Now, what is this? Football Daily on Twitter.
Yep.
With a quote from Paul Merson. They don't care about the biggest club in the world. If you said to the Glazers Super Bowl or Champions League / Premier League, they would say Super Bowl. Paul Merson talks about Manchester United's role in the European Super League, calling it a disgrace.
Agreed.
He's not wrong at all there.
Who was that? Paul Merson?
It was Paul Merson.
Yeah.
It was brilliant to see all the protests outside Premier League games.
Yep. Definitely deserved it. The clubs deserved it. The owners deserved to be
100%
rambled.
Nothing but respect for Leeds and their footballs for the fans' shirts.
Yep.
By the way, that's our header on Twitter. Make sure to give us a follow over there.
Cheeky follow.
I've got the wrong one. Penref Podcast, capital P, capital R, capital P. And also give us a follow on Instagram.
Yep.
At Penref _ podcast, no capitals. And
updates on times for our podcast, which will be every Monday.
Monday around this time.
Yeah, well, we've not sorted out an exact time because obviously we've got to set up the podcast and set up all the stuff. So obviously
it'll be every Monday. And it'll be up in the evening.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out like we're going live right now or whenever we're gonna start recording the podcast right now, whatever. And if you have any opinions, we'd love you to share them.
Let us know what we can improve on.
And maybe next week we can talk about your opinions and see if we agree with them.
100%. Now, going off from actual football, FIFA. Big time in FIFA just now. Team of the season's just dropped.
Lovely, you'll have to see it.
We do love to see that. Teams, I've no teams pack looking fancy. Because I've not played the game for about 3 days. That's my Pat Buendia thinks he's sick.
Yeah. What can I say? I've not got a Brexit team. You would think it was Premier 9 up top with my man Powell up top, Ian Wright as well.
Exactly.
Can't knock Ian Wright.
The only issue with it is the gameplay's still awful.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's cool.
The passing is awful.
Fix your passing.
You can't really say much about FIFA. It's just Team of the Season's come out.
Team of the Season's the only big thing that happened this week on FIFA. Updates have been pretty lackluster. Where are the SBCs?
Give us more. SAR was a good SBC.
SAR was
good. Give us more SBCs.
Give us something, man.
There's not really much else you can say about that. So moving on from that, we're going to go to... Oh, dear. we're going to go on to... Talking about international football.
International.
The Euros is obviously coming up soon enough.
Yep.
Scotland have a couple of friendlies arranged. One of them against the Netherlands.
Yep,
big game.
Should be a hard game, but if we win it,
that's good confidence for the Euros.
Yep,
we're beating England, in the actual Euros, obviously.
Of course we are. No doubt about that.
Was there any controversial VAR decisions this week? There was that one. I can't remember who it was. Somebody won the ball, and get sent off for it. I can't remember what game.
There seems to be VAR decisions in every Premier League game out there.
100%, yeah.
So
Bert Leno had an absolute howler against Everton. You seen that?
Nah, I haven't seen it yet, but I'll check
it. It's actually gone down as an own goal. It was awful.
Yeah, what game's this?
Arsenal versus Everton.
Everton.
It's just not great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I did see some of it, so I just didn't click on it because you don't want to see Arsenal losing 1-0.
Yeah, so it's not ideal for Arsenal at all.
Yeah.
Especially when the siege is not going great. Other Premier League games as well. Liverpool, Joe Willock scored a 95th minute equaliser.
That was a good
after
game.
Callum Wilson, there's a bad far decision, had a perfectly good goal chopped off in the 92nd.
Yep.
Newcastle should have won that game.
Yeah.
Which... massive thing here, Timo Werner scored the only goal of the game against West Ham.
Surprising.
After not having a great season at all. And Sheffield, a rare win for Sheffield United over Brighton Hove Albion. Yeah, the goal comes from David McGoldrick. Now, in case you can hear that, it's raining outside. That's our bad. We can't really do much about it, though.
It's as you'd say in Scottish, but it's pissing down.
Yeah, it's raining.
Yeah.
We'll do our predictions later on.
Predictions will come later on, yes.
Do you want to drop your team of the week then, Carl?
Team of the week. So
just in general, whole world.
It's a very big pool to choose from, and it's probably going to be predominantly.
I think it'll be Scotland, England, and France. I can tell you that. But... and
maybe some Bundesliga, maybe.
Right, on you go.
So in goals,
we'll go a position at a time.
See, I'd have to go.
I'm having Xander Clark in goals.
There you go. He done it all for St Johnstone last night.
Absolutely.
Absolutely amazing. Probably performance of his life.
He's put them through.
I see. He's my goalkeeper of choice. As Jack just brings it up, it makes sense. He's put his team through historically.
No,
so he's the only option there.
This could be a controversial one, but a right back, I'm going to go with Kyle Walker. Thought he was very solid in the Carabao Cup final.
Yep.
What about you, Callum?
For right back.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Salford City's very own. I seen he played good the other day. If I can just get his name up.
We'll go 4-4-2, yeah?
Yeah, go 4-4-2. It's the easiest formation.
Yeah, it's easy to pick.
Can't remember the guy's name.
Salford City right back.
Salford City right back.
My first centre back.
I think his name's Andrade.
My first centre back is going to have to be Ryan Edwards.
Yeah.
Of Dundee United for his goal and his solid all round defence performance against Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Cal?
Laporte.
Scored a goal in the cup final.
Makes sense.
Actually, I'm going to have Laporte as my second centre back. That's a good shout. Yeah.
Other centre backs. See, it's just. Don't know who's played well, to be honest. I was up at Prem. See what centre backs have been playing in the Prem.
You could take one of the Burnley centre backs too.
Definitely not Tyrone Mings. Scored an own goal. Not good.
You could have Ben Mee or Tarkowski.
I'll take Ben Mee.
Fair enough. Now, at left back, I think I'm going to go with Monaco's Kyle Henrique. Played well against Angers. I believe he got an assist. He didn't. He must have assisted the assistor.
Yeah.
Are you going to say it's your left back? Dinya could be a shout if you want to go with that.
I was actually looking at the Everton game. They bet Arsenal, was it?
1-0.
Yep, I'd say he played well.
Look at Dinya for you.
Look at Dinya for me, yeah.
Okay. In terms of, centre mids?
Yeah, we'll go centre mids, yeah.
I'm going to have Alex Gogic from Hibs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll also have Tony Kroos. I think he played.
Yep.
He didn't. Okay, that's how I had a little bit. I meant Luka Modric. I'll have Luka Modric and Alex Gogic in the middle.
Decent.
What about you?
Going to have this one. St. Johnson put Liam Craig. He wasn't subbed off the whole game.
Played 120 minutes, to be fair.
Played the full 120 minutes, so for me, deserves it. Put his team through. He was a part of that game, so he deserves it.
Now, off the right, I know he doesn't play there, but I'm going to go with Mark McNulty.
Yep.
Right, because he played right wing for Dundee United in a 3-0 win over Aberdeen.
Yep. or I'm going to go for a French league player now. You don't want to spread it evenly. Just checking goals from like a right midfielder. Who's right midfielder?
Put Payet.
Payet scored, didn't he?
Yeah, two.
Payet scored two. Payet's going to be my right midfielder.
I'm going to have Payet off the left.
Yeah, I'm just going to put him at right because left midfielder could be someone
else. You've got a few options for the left-hand side.
Yep.
You can play people at the position as well.
Just midfielders.
Like, you can stack Mbappe there.
Yeah, I'm going to put Mbappe up top because did he not score two goals?
He scored two. I'm going to have him.
So I'm going to put him up top. And I'm going to put other striker. Definitely not Alfredo Morelos. So far.
Imagine not scoring.
Yeah.
Well, my two strikers will be Chris Wood.
Chris Wood is alone. Yeah, he just came up there.
Stand the left winger for you though.
Nah, he's going striker with him back.
No, but being the left winger for you, you've said one.
Yeah, I'm going to say one now.
Right.
Yeah, Mbappe and Chris Wood, never thought I'd see that striker partnership. And off the left, probably going to go for Dwight McNeil. Because in a win against Wolves, you're going to need to have some burn the players in this team.
100%.
So Dwight McNeil goes in there for me. Whether he played good or bad, it's a good win for the whole team. And they didn't get subbed off, which I assume it's probably because
they probably played decent.
Yep. Good to see.
Yep.
What else?
Sorry, I just got something in. Dealing with that. Right, thank you. Moving on, we've got...
The day today is the 26th of April, 2021. Today could be a historical day for all we know. So in this part of the podcast, we check what happened on this day, however many years ago. It could be big, it could be small, it could be nothing. So if something has happened, we will talk about it. If not, then that's a shame, isn't it?
That is indeed a shame. Historic things.
This can be non-football related as well, but we want to try and maybe stay on track to football related stuff.
And we're going to have a short in a bit about things not to do with football that's happened this week.
Yep. So whether COVID's changed or something like that.
Okay, on this day, what happened today in history on Britannica? This is what we're using.
Yep.
On this day, in 1986, the Chernobyl nuclear accident took place.
Pretty big event for the world. A lot of people, I'm pretty sure, could be wrong. That could have been like the end of the world. It's a huge...
American singer Marini was born in 1886 on this day. Yeah. Never heard of the lad.
Never heard of whoever that is. Could be a female. Don't assume that. You know what folk are like these days.
And a bit of a more dark one. In 2018, Bill Cosby was found guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman and received a sentence of 3 to 10 years in prison.
Jeez.
It's a rough one for Bill Cosby, big man. He got the jail for that. Not much transfer business going on up to now, obviously. My transfer window not been open. Okay. However, I did see Celtic have lined up a replacement for what's his name? Edward. That's his name.
If he leaves, that is, which he will 100%. And I think he'll.
It's a big one as well. Yeah. And Sammy from Brighton. Brighton, that's a lie. Why is Brighton in my head? And Sally from Young Boys.
Yeah.
Funny, Celtic Young Boys, I know.
He's obviously in form as of
25 goals in 30-odd games this season.
Must be a cracking player then, especially if he's netting that amount of goals in a season.
Would you like to go over your goals of the week, Cal?
Goals of the week?
Just off the top of your head, has to be. Xander Clark successfully, that's his game. Chris Kane. Absolutely. That's top of it.
I'll even put his pen. They saved the penalties.
And they saved two penalties.
So
he has to be up there. Player of the week for me as well. My team of the week.
If he's like the star, he's the star man.
Star man. Captain. Star El Capitano.
El Capitano.
Yeah. Yep. So we've got him as our best goal of the week. Also, I was watching the Burnley game. Don't know why I was watching the Burnley game, to be honest. I don't usually watch Burnley games. That's not my kind of personality. But
hardly riveting football.
easily. I don't know if you've seen it, Cal. Ashley Westwood's finish.
I did not see
it. Outstanding goal.
Check it out.
It's just, he was laid off by Chris Wood. Smashed it into the far corner. Beautiful goal. We'll do our top five goals of the week. So far we've got Chris Kane's equaliser and Ashley Westwood against Wolves to make it 4-0.
Yep. I'll see what other games we've got. What other games we're on this week?
I don't know, but I've got my third one easily. Okay. Mark McNally to open scoring against Aberdeen. Got a ball over the top, far corner, just a beautiful finish from. It's the kind of thing that you like to see.
From a striker especially.
Yep. Laporte's header was pretty good. But I'd probably put that fifth. Yep. I know that's only really in there because it was a cup winning header.
Yep. Obviously, big week for cup finals.
The final one.
Laporte's goal was obviously.
The final one for me has to be Ricky Lammy's header to make it 2-1
yep.
against Hibs. So, Xander Clark's basically Jesus.
Basically, he's came up a lot of things in this. So far,
when a keeper does something like that, you're going to expect it though.
Yeah, he's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, he's all over social media as well.
Yeah.
We'll do have a wee couple of minutes convo about stuff that's not happened in football.
Yep.
In terms of just everything else, to be honest.
Unless you're just going to tape up news. See what there is to talk about here.
Because we don't watch the news.
Two people injured after shots fired near a college in West Sussex.
Oh dear.
Pretty bad things happen.
Doesn't happen very often in the UK.
Yeah, because guns are legal. So I'd like to hope there was nothing going on.
I'd like to hope that guns are illegal as well. Yeah, we don't.
Because
people can get shot.
Boris Johnson causing a lot of havoc, saying he denies saying that he would rather see bodies piled high than third COVID lockdown. It's pretty grim.
He did say it as well.
Yeah, so he's going to have to.
Nicola Sturgeon's admitted that there would have to be border checks if Scotland went independent.
Yep.
In terms of COVID, cases have dropped a lot.
Yeah, no, you don't really hear, I don't really hear as much about it.
Don't watch the news, Kel.
Don't watch the news. To be fair, that's why I had to type up the news on my Google.
On the 8th of January, we had 68,000 new cases, whereas today we have 2,000. 1,000.
Dropping drastic.
We've gone down a lot. We're on our way out easily, which is what we like to see. That's a cheers. Just say cheers, mate, for that one, Cal. Vaccinations have rocketed as of the 23rd of April. Fully vaccinated, we have 12 million people, whereas the 3rd of January, we had 22,000.
So it's massive. Massive improvements, I would say.
In terms of cases, there's been 3,000 in Scotland in the past 2 weeks. That's the whole of Scotland.
Yep.
Whereas in England, they've had 30,000 in the past 2 weeks. I know people who have got a bigger population. We're just better than them, to be honest. We're just better than England, to be honest. Obviously, we're going to have to... We'll link our Spotify and our Twitter and everything once this goes up.
Yep. Which this is a... Are we doing one part or two?
This will have to be two parts because we've messed up the recording.
Yeah.
But
this is only 30-minute recording, so it'll be a 30-minute part each time. So first part will be 30
minutes. Next week, it will just be one part.
Next week, yeah, we'll find a way to...
But see, we're recording it on the web, but we're not recording it on an app. So we have indeed messed it up. And we'll see you in the next part. Thank you. Bye. See you in a minute, lad. Hello, and welcome back to the Penrith podcast. This is part two because we messed up the recording.
Yes.
And it could actually go up as one part. We don't know. We'll see what we're doing. However, we're just going to get straight back into it. We're going to go for our all-time 11.
All-time. So that's in the full 100 and...
Whatever
odd years of football has been...
It's going to get again.
Ultimate.
Be a 4-4-2 formation again.
Yeah.
And Callum's going to kick off with his goalkeeper.
So, I mean, I would be biased and say like a Celtic goalkeeper, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to go for Lev Yashin.
For me, right, that's a big one. Mine's still plays. I'm going to go with Manuel Neuer.
Yeah.
I think he's been outstanding his whole career.
I respect it. He's been consistent his whole career as well, so he's not exactly dropped levels or anything like that.
Right back.
Right back. Cafu.
Cafu again, that's a very good show.
Maybe best right back of all time, but there is a lot of good.
You could argue. I'm going to have to go with Dani Alves.
He was another one. It's always going to have to be the Brazilians.
A lot of the old players will be the Brazilians.
Yeah.
And your two centre-backs, please, Cal.
Centre-backs. Maldini, for one of them. Another centre-back. Virgil van Dijk. probably... See, I would go like a Baresi or something. They'd be really, really high level their whole careers. But... I don't know. Centre back's a hard one because there's only some.
If you're looking for inspiration, I'm going to go with Beckenbauer and Cannavaro.
Beckenbauer's decent. I'll go Cannavaro.
Maldini, Cannavaro. They played together at AC Milan. I'm pretty
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to go Baresi. They also both played for Milan. So
now for left back, I'm going to go with Philipp Lahm. He was very good for Bayern Munich for a lot of years. He even played in the midfield. He's like an old version of Joshua Kimmich, on the other side, obviously. But
yeah. I'll go for Roberto Carlos, another Brazilian.
Brilliant shout again.
But fullbacks are just filled with Brazilians. And Roberto Carlos, infamous for his outside of the boot free kick.
No. On the right wing, because I can, I'm going with Jinky Johnston. He was outstanding for his time, way ahead of his time. He would still be a top player now.
Yep.
And obviously, oh, you're only saying that because you're a Celtic fan. He was a brilliant player.
Great player. Cracking player.
Who's your right wing?
Garincha.
Another
Brazilian. I love the Brazilians.
The Brazilians were brilliant though.
They were just amazing. 60s.
My two centre mids, Standard, Hullet and Pirlo.
Has to be. They're all icons on FIFA. Not where we're getting inspiration.
What you're saying is your centre mids, Hullet and Pirlo.
I will go for Paul Scholes. No, not Paul Scholes. Probably Hullet has to be on there.
Scott Brown.
And Scott Brown. Because I say, although Scott Brown was a bit better than Hullet. Yeah, that's my centre mids.
Right, so off the left, right, I'm going to have George Best on the left-hand side.
I'm going to agree. George Best was just like Jinky Johnson, ahead of his time.
And then, obviously, two strikers, bog standard. I'm going to have Cristiano Ronaldo and Henrik Larsson.
Of course, I'll go for Cristiano Ronaldo and I'm going to say
Lee Griffiths.
Lee Griffiths is up there, but I think it has to be Kenny Dalglish.
Now, obviously, on that right hand side, Lionel Messi very easily could have made it in. It's just a shame Jinky Johnson is miles better than him and miles
amazing.
Better than he ever was.
Yeah, so.
Now, before I close World War III with my correct options, but
yeah,
some people might not agree. We're going to move on to transfer news.
Yeah.
We're going to start off with Yannick Vestergaard of Southampton. He's linked with Roma.
Yeah, it's not a big one, but Roma probably have shown their interest.
Well, he's into it.
Yes.
Danny Ward signed a new contract with Leicester. It's a big one. Now we have two massive ones here. Sergio Ramos and Rafael Varane both linked with Manchester United.
As is Harry Kane as well. So it's three.
And Declan Rice.
And Man United just going for everyone.
They got all of them, they'll end up with none of them probably. But if they got all of them, they win the league next season in my opinion.
Probably. It's just a super team.
Harry Kane's a top player.
I mean you've got Milinkovic Savage also linked with Man United as well. These are all just
started, right? It's just they're not massive links.
Yeah.
Aguero to Barcelona, a big transfer. He's obviously past his prime, but that one's a bit further down the line what's happening.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Aguero at Barcelona. They'd get him on a free. They need a striker, really, so they can move Messi back to his natural position. And it would be nice to see a front. Even if they play Messi and Aguero up top together.
I just want to see Messi and Aguero play, to be honest. I mean,
you see them at Argentina.
I just want to see Messi play good when he's with Aguero instead of him playing for Argentina, which
obviously
has never went well for him.
Emiliano Martinez to Man United.
Another Man United thing.
Again, that one, I don't know if it's needed.
It's not.
If De Gea leaves, right? Dean Henderson's very good.
Dean Henderson, he's a future star.
And they can't drop him.
Exactly.
Because of how good he's been. Obviously, Emiliano Martinez has been outstanding for Aston Villa this season.
A bit better than Henderson, but...
But it's just wrong
he's
for them
older.
To drop Dean Henderson.
Yeah.
When they can bring somebody else through for the youth to play backup.
Exactly, which Man United youth has.
No need for it.
Yeah. Jordan Larson to West Ham.
Big transfer there. Celtic linked with him.
Yeah, as...
But West Ham more likely to pick him up, especially if they secure Champions League football.
Yeah, I've also seen Borussia Dortmund have also went in for him. So if he doesn't come to Celtic, which he should,
because he's Colt Larson, he's Henrik Larsson's son.
He's Henrik Larsson's son. It's prophecy.
Anyway, we have our first confirmed transfer of this year, I believe. Well, not of this year because there's transfers in January. But Benjamin Henriques has moved from Monaco to the Red Bull Leipzig. $15 million.
That's not a bad transfer. Are you a fullback?
I believe so.
Left back, right back.
Left back, I think.
Left back, yeah.
That's a good signing for Leipzig.
And Marky Noble's staying another year.
Yeah. Next season's his last season of his career,
yeah,
unfortunately.
He did say that, didn't he?
However, here's a good, that's a decent rumour. That's a lower level one. Patrick Van Aanholt to Galatasaray.
Decent transfer for them. Van Aanholt coming to sort of end of his prem pressure. He's like 28-ish.
29. He's not been great this season.
He's been okay.
He's
lacked a little bit. As of Crystal Palace,
they've not been. Zaha has been lackluster.
Yeah,
just not been brilliant.
They've had some stints where they've
been okay.
Came on top.
A few decent results,
but it's nothing crazy.
We've got Sam Johnston to Tottenham, and this is one I like to talk about because it's interesting. Obviously, yeah. Hugo Lloris getting on a bit.
He's
33, 34.
Yeah.
Joe Hart's getting older. Sam Johnston's had a very good season with Tottenham. That's a lie. With West Brom. He could have a good season with Tottenham next
year. We don't know this.
But he's been good for West Brom. And he's stood out for their low standards.
No offence.
They're like 19th. They're awful. Anyway.
Sam Johnston himself is...
He's a good keeper.
Fairly old, but he's younger than Lloris.
We've got Wilfried Zaha to Arsenal. Lackluster player to a lackluster club. Yeah. What can you say?
Pretty jobby transfer.
Both have underperformed massively this season. Yannick Vestergaard popping up again with a link to Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah.
It's nothing much. De Bruyne with his Man City renewal. What we like to see.
Yeah.
It's a very good play. One of the best in the game.
I don't know
if he's better than Scott Brown, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I don't really see him like moving away.
Probably not. He'll spend the rest of his career at Man City.
Gareth Bale could be getting that permanent transfer to Tottenham Hotspur.
Now here's an interesting one. Joshua King linked with Celtic, right?
Yeah.
That's solely based on whether or not we get Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
Celtic get Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
Because we don't support anyone. We're neutral.
We're neutral.
I'm not wearing a Celtic top now.
Yeah.
So that's based on whether or not we get Eddie Howe.
Yeah.
Florian Thauvin to Leicester. Good signing.
Good signing for them. Especially when they've lost out on Mahrez for a few years now.
100%.
And I'd say they've struggled to replace him.
Well, the other big ones I'm really seeing, we've got Kane to Real Madrid.
Lucas Digne could renew his contract to Everton.
Lukaku to Chelsea.
Messi to Man City.
Grealish to Man City. Jorginho to Napoli.
Yeah.
And we'll give these one more interesting one that we can talk about. We've got Gianluigi Donnarumma to Chelsea.
In the books for now, like 5 years now.
Edward Mendy's been brilliant for Chelsea this season. What, he's him and Ederson are tied top clean sheets in the Premier League, if I'm not wrong.
I think so, yeah.
They were a few weeks ago anyway.
Yeah, last time.
So in my opinion, it'd be wrong. We don't need Donnarumma at all. And Donnarumma, for me, would be better off going to a Tottenham, my Man United. I know I said not to replace Dean Henderson, but Donnarumma's top class.
Yeah, and especially like the St. Johnston, Sam Johnston in Tottenham situation. I feel like
Donnarumma at West Brom.
Exactly, Donnarumma could be the replacement that West
for
Brom
Sam Johnston. I think he should sign for Celtic, but that might just be me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we don't support Celtic.
We're gonna give you a review on a few goals this week.
Yep. So,
Xander Clark might make his return.
Maybe like for the 50th time.
So, we're going to start off with Foden. This was obviously a few weeks ago, but it's came up in One Football, so we're going to do it. Foden's goal against Dortmund. Okay. See if you can find the video.
Yeah, probably.
Right, okay, let's go.
And I've got an ad out.
We're not sponsored by anyone yet. You need to give that a few weeks.
We're not sponsored by...
I've also got an advert. You don't fancy playing Ladbrokes Fireside. Do you fancy listening to this podcast?
Yes, I bet.
Now, the goal.
Going long towards Haaland. Good ball over.
Yep.
relatively quiet. That's a 2 minute video. Quiet
oh, hey, that could have been a foul. That's a bit. What a goal, Bellingham, son. This is just all. I think this is the highlights for the game. That's the handball.
What's he doing now?
It's a good penalty from Mahrez, though.
Yeah.
And now Phil Foden. It's a good touch. Keeper has to do better for me.
It's a good finish, but
like, yeah, the keeper's got to be safe.
It's the keeper's. It's like almost like a side where you'd expect him to be going for it. Like,
the keeper's got to be safe on that one. The ball's literally. He's came out. He's played it short for a corner. Played it to the edge of the box to Phil Foden. He's got it at his feet and hit it. It's a good strike. Keeper has to save it for me.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, who would have thought Xander Clark
making his return on the podcast?
It was a brilliant corner.
We should just rename this podcast the Xander Clark.
Exactly.
The Xander Clark Experience, what was it?
It was a brilliant corner from the St. Johnston player. Xander Clark then knocked it down and Chris Keynes tapped in. It was going anyway. Xander Clark was robbed his probably his first career goal.
Yeah, but come on.
The scenes and the passion from him after were top class.
Unmatched.
Obviously, when they've just knocked the best team in Scotland, in inverted commas, out of the Scottish Cup. They've won one trophy in like four... Well, they've won one trophy in about 10 years, actually, but...
We're neutral.
I support Blackpool.
Falkirk all the way.
But, yeah, St Johnston could win more trophies than them in their most successful season.
Going for the double, and I'd love to see
it. I would love to see St Johnston win a double.
It'd be a good ton of events.
I'd also like to see Hibs bottling. I don't know why.
Yeah, just satisfaction.
They're just Hibs, aren't they?
Yeah, we're neutral.
We're neutral.
For the fourth time.
I hate Hearts, though. We're not neutral in that case. But I also don't like Hibs. So, anyway.
Anyhow.
We're going to drop your predictions for the big games and small games.
It's big games, small games.
Small games. We're going to start off. Today, with today, Scottish Cup quarter-final, Kilmarnock versus St Mirren, Cal. What are you saying?
That one, St Mirren win for me. I'd say.
I think it'll be a Kilmarnock win on penalties.
Really?
After a 1-1 draw.
St Mirren for me have been on form all season. Kilmarnock have struggled in times.
That they have struggled, but I'm predicting Mulder.
Scottish Cup changes people.
Glory
as we've
of
seen.
The Cup, yeah.
Exactly, it changes people.
Surely, come on, underdog story. You'd expect St Mirren to win this.
You'd expect them to win it, but...
I'm going to go with Kelly on penalties.
It's not a close game, but...
It is a close game.
On paper, it's a close game, but on form, I just don't... Come on, just don't cut it for me.
Leicester Crystal Palace?
Leicester's form has dropped a little bit. Kelechi Iheanacho obviously went from scoring all those goals, and I've not heard anything since. I don't know how he's been doing, so I don't know how Leicester have been doing. So, who are they playing?
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace. It's probably my Leicester one, because I said earlier Crystal Palace have also been off form.
Could be controversial. I'm going 2-0 Crystal Palace.
Not even a goal for Leicester. Not
I'm just going through the fixture some one football here. We've got Ibar versus Real Sociedad.
Has to be Sociedad, isn't
it? I can't give you a score. I don't watch it. 3-0 Sociedad. I'll give you a score.
They've got Oyarzabal. Who's good on FIFA?
Sunderland. Play Sunderland the host in Blackpool at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
We want Blackpool to win.
I'm going
to
go with 2-1 Blackpool.
Sunderland will probably lose. Blackpool will win 3-1. 3-1.
Now we've got the big games coming up, Cal. We've got the Champions League, Real Madrid versus Chelsea in the first leg.
Real Madrid 2-1 win.
Real Madrid at home for this one now.
Yep.
I think Chelsea are going to win the whole thing. I'm going 2-0 Chelsea away for home.
It's not a close game.
It's pretty Real Madrid aren't as good as they used to be.
Yeah, and Werner's obviously picking up a little bit, picked up a goal.
Yeah, he scored against West Ham. The winner ended up being.
So who knows, his form may have changed. Could be banging the goals in and training for all we know as we speak.
PSG Man City.
That's a good game.
I'll be watching that one.
That's first leg, obviously.
I'll be watching this one.
I think Man City might just come out in the first leg.
I think it'll be a high scoring game, but mainly one sided. I'm going 4-1 PSG.
Not bad. See, 4-1's a lot of goals. Man City would have to. They're just coming off the back end of the trophies, though. So I just see Man City.
Mbappe hat trick, one for Verratti, and then one for Foden.
I'm going to go. I think I'll just go 3-1 Man City.
Okay, goal scorers.
Mahrez will score one. Foden will get two. I'm feeling like Foden.
PSG,
and back, just giving back a goal. He's scoring last season.
Villarreal, Arsenal, Europa League semi final, first leg. Arsenal away from home.
Arsenal have to win it. It's away from home, but obviously, fans and stuff comes into play.
There are none.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They come into play. There is none. So I don't know how Villarreal have been performing under the. Obviously, if they're in the semi finals, so they must be.
They must be decent.
They must be decent. So I'm just going to go Arsenal because.
Oh, I'm not sure either, but I've been dissing Arsenal a few times, so I'm going to go 2-0 Villarreal.
I thought you were going to be nice to them for a moment. No. Just, like, I've been bad to them, so I'm...
Man, you know what? That's going to be 3-1 Man United.
Who do
you play? Roma at Old Trafford.
That's a Man United win. I'm going to go 4-1. Roma will get a goal because... They've been scoring goals and stuff.
Now, if Man U get a big win here, but Roma score, I'd like to see them turn it around the second leg. But I'm not convinced they will. Yeah. Leicester popping up again. They're playing twice this week. We've got them playing away to Southampton.
Yeah. Could they repeat the 9-0 one? For the... Well, Southampton's been bet.
9-0 twice.
Twice now. Not by Leicester twice.
One by Man United.
One by Man United.
But that's a 2-0 Southampton for me.
I'd say... Going off Southampton's form, that could be Southampton's game. It's a close game though.
Man City, Crystal Palace.
Man City probably will win most of the games for the rest of the season.
Two each.
You're going for a draw?
Yeah, I've got faith in Crystal Palace.
You do?
They've not been great this season.
You've shown this the past.
Faith in them.
Two Crystal Palace predictions.
No, we've got Brighton versus Leeds Kill.
I'm gonna go for Leeds.
That'll either be 5-0 or 0-0.
Yeah,
that's how it goes with Leeds.
It's not really in between.
Chelsea, Fulham.
Chelsea, that's a rivalry.
I'm not sure. Chelsea don't like playing in London derbies.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 1-0 Fulham.
That'll be decent if you got that right. But I don't think that's a
Everton case. Aston Villa, I'm saying 1-1.
I'm going to go late minute winner from Everton. Richarlison will score.
We've moved on to the Scottish Premiership, Cal. We've got St Mirren versus Hamilton Accies.
St Mirren come out victorious.
St Mirren. We won't give you scores for these ones because I can't bother, to be honest. Motherwell versus Kilmarnock. Motherwell.
I'll go Motherwell.
Livy Aberdeen. Livingston.
Aberdeen.
Hibs St Johnston. St Johnston. Xander Clark to score a hat-trick.
Yeah, Xander Clark's going to bag
3.
100,000 goals this season.
Dundee United. Ross County. It's going to be Ross County for me.
I'll go Ross County as well, why not?
Now the big one, well not the big one yet, we've got one more before the big one. Real Madrid versus Osasuna, I'm saying 2-0 Real Madrid.
That's not the Scottish League.
No, I've got a La Liga one, so getting that.
Real Madrid, winner.
Oh, so now we've got the big one, I'm kidding. Rangers versus Celtic, Old Firm on Sunday. I'm going to go with 1-0 Celtic, the goal coming from David Turnbull.
Don't want it to be a draw because nobody likes draws.
We don't want a certain team to win.
And we don't want Rangers to win because.
We don't support Celtic. We're neutral.
Predominantly Falkirk.
Flat Dome and Flat Falkirk. Yeah,
I'm a Falkirk.
What's your score prediction?
I don't know. I'm just going to go 2-1 Celtic, but it's going to be a tight game. I think late minute winner from James Forrest is injured, isn't he?
No, he'll be back.
If he's back for the game, I can see James Forrest scoring. He loves scoring against Rangers.
He does enjoy it.
And the other one, Edouard's not getting a goal. He can bond him.
Elyounoussi?
I'll go Elyounoussi, because he's been spectacular.
Nobody cares who scores their goals. Anyway, so now I'll give you the Sunday Premier League fixtures.
Yep.
Newcastle, Arsenal.
Arsenal.
I'm going to put two each while a last minute Willock equaliser, even though he can't play because it's Arsenal.
Yeah.
You'll find the way.
He's long.
I'll say 2-1 Arsenal.
Yeah.
Man U Liverpool, 2-1 Man United. Is that Old Trafford?
It's a good game on paper.
Man U will probably win it.
Man U will probably win it. Based Shelley off of the just form they've been in. It's been decent.
Yeah. What's your score prediction?
You know, one Liverpool, 4-1 Man United.
Tottenham, Sheffield United. Now, I know this is obviously Tottenham should win. I can see Sheffield United winning this one. I'm going to say 3-1 Sheffield United.
Obviously, Tottenham's struggling with no manager.
It's that Mourinho.
Yeah.
We've got a 29-year-old manager who, yeah. The manager's about 5 years younger than his captain.
That's true. I mean, I'm just going to go Tottenham, but they're not going to win it by much, and they're probably going to get dominated the whole game.
Just for a, why not? We'll give you a League One game. Monaco versus Lyon. I'm going to go one each.
I'm going to go Lyon winning 2-0.
That's a good shout, to be fair.
I've not said, I've only had both teams to score for the past 10 predictions, so we're going to switch up a bit.
Now, you're nearing the end of the first podcast. Before we let you go, we've got a couple of shout outs to give to people who have helped us out so far. So on Instagram, we've got Scottish Premiership News, and we have, what's the other guy called? SPFL Now. It's SPFL _ now on Instagram.
Yep.
Now, we're going to thank you for listening to the very first podcast. It's been a pleasure.
It's been cool.
And we'll see you later.
Yep. Goodbye.